You're getting ready for the DMV road test, and you are in the driver's seat. This isn't a judgment chamber. It's a safety demonstration. You're simply showing someone, hey, I've got this. I'm a safe driver. First, reset your mindset. Forget trying to guess the examiner. You might get someone quiet, someone strict, someone friendly, or someone who just wants to get through their day. None of that actually changes the mission. Your job is simple. Make them feel completely safe in your car. If they feel safe, calm, and confident in you, you pass. That's it. That's the game. What they're really looking for. Not perfection. Not speed. Not flair. They're watching for three things. Control. Smooth starts. Smooth stops. Steady steering. Awareness. Mirrors. Blind spots. Pedestrians. Signs. Decision making. Do you make safe choices, especially when things are slightly uncertain? When encountering an uncertain situation, you may want to mouth out what your mind is thinking to make the safest, most legal decision. This may help the examiner understand your safe thought process, rather than interpreting if you made a safe or dangerous action. If you show those consistently, you win. About the different examiner personalities, you might feel like, what if they're strict? What if they're in a bad mood? Here's the truth most people don't realize. Examiners often act neutral or strict on purpose. Why? Because they're testing. Can you stay calm under pressure? Can you drive safely without reassurance? So if someone feels annoyed, cold, or quiet, that's not a bad sign. That's just part of the test environment. Confidence comes from preparation. There are no shortcuts here. Let's be real for a second. Confidence isn't something you magically feel on test day. It's something you build. The formula is simple. Practice, leading to familiarity, leading to confidence, leading to performance. Your secret weapon. Most people skip this. If you want a real edge, drive around the DMV area a lot, and with the car you will be using for the test. Not once, not twice. I mean until the streets feel boring. And until you can do the pull over to the curb and reverse really, really well. Same stop signs. Same turns. Same speed zones. Same weird little intersections. The goal? Nothing surprises you. Because surprises equal hesitation. Hesitation equals mistakes. When everything feels familiar, you react faster, smoother, and cleaner. Use the on-the-ball mindset during the test. Think like this the entire time. What's around me? What could happen next? Am I clearly showing awareness for pedestrians, cars with right-of-way, bicyclists, people on scooters, hazards, and other things that might pose a danger? And one big thing, make your actions visible. Don't just check mirrors. Show that you're checking. Don't just glance. Turn your head enough that they see it. It's not just driving. It's communicating safety. Simple rules that carry you across the finish line. If you keep these tight, you're in great shape. Full stops. No rolling. Stay in your lane on turns. Yield early to pedestrians. Don't rush yellow lights. When approaching green lights, be on high alert. Know that it can turn yellow and be ready to stop smoothly if it does turn yellow. Keep your speed controlled and appropriate. Avoid hitting the curb. Keep both hands on the wheel at all times. Scan what is going on ahead, such as yellow, red lights, and unexpected obstacles, so you can smoothly and safely react appropriately in time. Right before you begin, remind yourself, I've practiced this. I know these roads. I'm in control of this car. And then just drive. Final thought. This is the truth most people miss. People who pass don't necessarily drive better. They drive calmer, more predictable, and more prepared. This is not about impressing the examiner. It's about removing any doubt that you're safe. Do that, and you'll walk out with a license and the privilege to drive to the places where your mind, heart, and dreams take you.